is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Max Barbecue. I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Gary Grady. Welcome back, coach. Thank you for coming in. Congrats on a good win last Friday, 35-7 win over Evans. Puts us 6-2, 4-1 on the region. Right in the driver's seat, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Give us some thoughts on that game. I know you got some.
Yeah, it was a great win, great team win. I think our defense played very well all night long. You know, for a shutout against their offense, you know, we only gave up a score on special teams. And, you know, we lost contain on one of the right side of our kickoff team. And but our defense played well all night long. Our defensive line's playing well, running down the line, making some tackles. Linebacker core is being very physical, and they did a really good job of tackling the Rayshon King, the running back for Evans.
That's number nine.
Yeah, who I thought he was the heck of a running back watching him on film. And our defense did a really good job of tackling him and getting to the football. Most of the time, you know, as a coach, when you sit there and break down how we play, you want to see how many guys are running to the football. And most of the time, we have about 9 to 10 blue hats around the football, and that's what you want. And that was great effort from our guys. But yeah, there was a lot of great things from this game. Offensively, once again, we started off slow, but in the second quarter, got going, playing fast, playing with tempo, and really opened it up. And I think our guys, you know, are playing at a high level right now, and that's where you want to be heading into the end of the season.
Well, that's good. They did play a good game. Well, congrats to all the seniors. Had to be an emotional night for those guys. Potentially the last game for your seniors in the stadium. Possibly. We don't know.
Right.
Black uniforms look great. They look great. I'm sure they were excited about that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what they were looking forward to, you know, wearing the black on black uniforms and they like that combination. But, yeah, it was an emotional night. Some of the guys that played a significant amount of snaps at Brunswick High School and won a lot of football games, played in a lot of games. Yeah, and it was great to honor those guys before the game. And, you know, got to hug each one of those guys coming off the field and just tell them that we appreciate them and all the hard work that they've done, the legacy they've left. So,
well, Coach, it was kind of a slow start there. The first couple of series, I think we were 3-and-out and we were just kind of slow. What happened to that? What contributed to that? What did they do to stop us?
I mean, definitely, you know, I think we stopped ourselves more than anything. I think that, you know, we still had some penalties, not as bad as, you know, in the past, but, you know, we had some false starts or something that would bring us back. But I think that, you know, we started off, you know, could have had a touchdown maybe on the first play of the game, wide open Terry Mitchell down the middle of the field, and just, you know,
is that the one we threw to the nobody?
Yeah,
on the out?
Yeah, threw it on the out and,
right.
You know, skipped across the turf. But, you know, after that, you know, regrouped and everything and you know, started to get some things going. And, yeah, just after the first one, we settled in the first possession. I think we did a better job of the communication and everything after that. But, you know, I think you've got a run game going. That was a big thing that I saw the other night that, you know, we've kind of been getting better up front and getting to the guys that need to get kicked out, you know, our gap schemes and our zone schemes. And, you know, our running backs really, really did a good job of having great vision and you know, doing what they're supposed to do.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, Coach, once we got rolling, we kind of took over on the ground as well in the passing game. Heck had some great-looking runs. He was speedy around the end. They couldn't catch him.
Towns as well. He had some great runs. I believe they were kind of players of the game.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you look. We ever had over 300 yards rushing. Once again, almost 500 yards of total offense.
Yep. I think, one of our better games.
Definitely put it together. I think, you know, just keep hoping for a game that we start going, you know, fast from the start and don't stop us. But we kind of slow get started. But, you know, once we get settled in and really, you know, do a good job with communication on the sideline, get over, make some corrections on our sideline stuff, I think we really start clicking and gelling together. But I think Jamaris Towns had a heck of a game. He definitely had over, I think, 200 some plus yards. William Heck, like I said, had a great game as well.
They're very good. Look, they're different runners.
Yes.
You know, Jamaris is that smooth kind of weights, and I mean, he looks like James Cook to me out there. And then of course, Heck, he hits the hole quick and fast. He gets around the corner. So that what a good 1-2 punch. Yeah. Mix in a little hesitant every now and then and a Grant Moore run, and we've got a dynamic backfield.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't mention touchdown Terry. We hadn't handed him the ball, seems like, in a little bit. But
yeah, he got a touchdown pass, and you know, things broke down. And then he, Grant scrambled out to the right and found a wide open Terry Mitchell in the end zone down there by the big scoreboard, by the video board. And, so that was one of Terry's touchdowns. And, you know, William Heck had, I think, two touchdowns. I think Jamaris Towns had another one. I think Hezekiah did as well. But yeah, definitely, I think, you know, we had a great game against them. Everything was going well for us in the pass game. One thing in the pass game that we really worked on this past week and saw a score come from Ronald Spradley was our screen game. Our screen game was very effective the other night just because we had a rush from their defense. And our offensive lineman did a really good job of getting out of the box and on the perimeter and blocking. So that was Darren Monroe.
He was the screen game, right?
Yeah, Darren Monroe. Ronald Spradley, number 12, scored on the one down our side.
Is that Darren? Darren's 13.
Yeah, Darren's 13, okay. And Ronald Spradley's 12. So they both played the same position. They made really good plays.
Well, he had to be excited. That was his first. Yeah. Was it his first touch?
Yeah, his first touchdown. And definitely, he was excited for sure.
Well, that was a good looking play, so let's keep that going. You got to be pleased with your output on the ground. So, you know, over 330 yards on the ground, 500 yards total. So we got to be happy with that as we're nearing the end of the season here. Props to the O-line as well. They seem to have cleaned up some of those issues. So they're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we just got to continue to keep playing better each week. I think that, you know, we move some guys in and out, and I think with finding the right combination at different times, I think that's what leads to our success. And we're going to continue to do that. We've done that all this week in practice and move some guys around and, you know, just rotate some guys through there. And it's been really good for us. We get some fresh legs in there. And I definitely think we got to continue to work our hat placement on some things and quit getting beat across the face on a lot of different blocks. But, you know, we're going to continue to work on those things and, you know, see if we can gel and put it all together.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Well, Coach, pretty balanced attack. We had, like we said, 330 on the ground, 179 yards passing, had some really good-looking throws from Grant Moore, a couple scrambles. He did throw one pick, though. What we thought that might have been a miscommunication, just sitting in the stands. Where, from our view, I don't know what happened there.
It just looked like, you know, I think the coverages that, you know, they were playing against us, you know, I'm not going to put it on him or Terry, you know.
I just thought maybe they weren't on the same page or something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Terry should have kept running. Maybe, you know, Grant should have led him a little bit more to the left, you know. But definitely, you know, it was deep down in our territory. So we, it's almost as good as a punt, kind of pinned him back there.
That's exactly what I said. I said, well, that's so, like a punt.
Yeah, so we're definitely good. Definitely okay. You know, I think it was on third down, so we'd have a punt in the next play anyway. So definitely, you know, looking at the routes and everything, I think Grant did a really good job coming out. You know, I think he was 10 for 15 with four drops. So he really was 14 for 15. And, you know, he did have one bad throw, and that was the interception. Right. So pretty good.
Well, he rebounded pretty well. I don't think it in one and out the other. He didn't really bother him at all.
So yeah, he did a good job. Very good
yeah,
job.
We're proud of that. He's looking good.
Yeah, I think one of the main things he can do is get the ball out of his hands really quick on the screen game and make some really good reads on his RPOs. So.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your defense. Another great performance. We held Evans to only 7 points. Donye, player of the game, he was all over the place doing his thing. That front you got, I mean, it's formidable front. River Creel giving number 75. That number 75 over there looked really good.
Yep.
But I think he's like, nobody should be this strong. He had to go up against River. River's pushing him around a little bit.
Yeah, I think our defensive line played very well against these guys. And I think, you know, they were challenged all week in practice. They got an Alabama committed offensive line. And
he's a good-looking player.
Yeah, definitely a really good-looking offensive line. That's how it's supposed to look. But our defensive line did a really good job of putting hands on, you know, the offensive line. And they didn't get pushed around.
No.
And I think they held their ground and they played really well. And I think they got to continue to play that well, you know. And this is going to be a championship atmosphere in this next game.
So. Well, that number 75 also had a number 3 that was a Kentucky commit. Yeah, going around him, right. Like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, they might
can't
have,
stop him.
They might have some SEC battles up against each other later in their career.
That's right. You're right. They're liable to see each other again. We got some turnovers. Did we win the turnover battle? Did we get an interception? I think we had an interception.
Yeah, we had one interception, and we should have had a fumble recovery. I still don't know how that ball got out from up underneath Donnie, but he was right there.
What
he
happened
fell.
There?
I don't know. He fell on him. I thought we had possession of it, and I was getting our offense ready, and then all of a sudden, you know, they called him down or called the guy that, you know, had regained possession of it. So I had no idea, you know, and then look out there and their offense is still out there. So our defense has got to go back out.
Yeah, that was odd. So, but anyway, they're playing, they're flying all over the place and, you know, not giving up much points. That's going to be a recipe for winning some games. So hopefully we can continue that. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, Coach, how about your special teams? They played well again. We hit all our PATs. We hit five. How many touchdowns did we make?
Five touchdowns.
PATs.
Yep. So we were perfect on those. One thing we got to do a better job of, we did give up a score on the special teams, so we got to do a better job. And, you know, like I said, our defense played well all night long. They shut out Evans' offense, but we gave up a score on special teams. We can't have that happen. You know, I think it was just we lost contain, like I said.
Was that a punt?
No, it was on the kickoff return.
Kickoff return.
Yeah, right. Rayshon King returned it on us, and, you know, he's dangerous. You know, and he stuck it up in the –
He's a big body in the open. If you don't have four or five around, I mean, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, and he's pretty fast too. So he busted out the left side, and we lost containment out there, and he took it down their sideline and made a big play.
Well, how's Finn doing? I know he's pretty hard on himself when he had a couple of short punts that I know he wasn't happy about. How's that leg?
Yeah, I mean, his leg's fine. I think he didn't get any pressure on the first two, so he really could have took some time and flipped the field a little bit. We stuck with him, and he stayed out there, and hit two more, I think, good ones later. Definitely, he's been working hard in practice this week and trying to flip the field for us.
Well, I'm sure he will. Well, Coach, we get Effingham this Friday night. It's kind of what we thought was going to happen at the beginning of the year. I said, well, I think we're going to play Effingham at the end of this season. It's going to mean something, and darn if it doesn't. It's for the region.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's,
it could be.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go into all details with our guys and all this.
Oh, I'm sure they know. I'm sure a lot of them.
Yeah, but no, we don't need to pay attention to the points and all that stuff. We go out there and win the game. That's the main point that we need to make. I think that if you're playing, you know, and the kids and all that, they don't need no extra pressure on them. The number one goal is to go out there and win the game. Number two is to score points. And number three, you know, play good defense. And those are the three things that we've talked about to our guys. So I don't, you know, the main thing is winning the game. You know,
absolutely.
Everything else will happen.
What can we expect from Effingham?
Definitely a spread offense. They have a very, very good dual threat quarterback. His name is Nate Hayes. Probably he ended up being the valedictorian.
What's his number? Because I couldn't figure it out on the
number seven.
Number seven. They didn't have it listed on.
Yeah, he's definitely a great player.
I got him down as a 1,000-yard passer this year so far with 9 TDs.
Yeah,
he's something we're going to have to account
definitely
for.
Definitely. He's probably got a lot of rushing yards too, because he definitely does a good job of reading zone read and some of the other schemes that they do. And he can pull it and he can run. Like I said, he's an intelligent guy. He's going to probably be the valedictorian of Effingham High School. And you got a guy like that that's
he's
smart,
dedicated.
And you're a dual threat quarterback, he's definitely dangerous. He knows exactly where to go with the football. And he's just a great athlete. He's a great leader. You can tell he's the leader of their team. But you know, he's got some weapons too. He's got two weapons in at running back position. One's a big bruiser running back, number one.
AJ Butts.
Yep. And then the other guy is kind of like a slash running back, kind of like what we have. But those two guys, I think, are really, you know, dynamic. I think their offensive line does a really good job of playing hard. And I think that, you know, they do got some weapons out there, wide receiver. That's what they have offensively. You know, defensively, I think they've done a really good job with their front, seven guys, whether they play an odd man front, 3-4, or they play a 4-3. Their front seven guys, I think, play hard, very physical. They got two really good defensive linemen, number 8 and number 34. They play hard. They, you know, try to establish the line of scrimmage in our backfield. So that's going to be a challenge for us as up front. And it looks like that Effingham always has a number 33 at linebacker. I mean, they've had that for the past 10 years. They've had one linebacker worth 33, and it looks like the same guy. So I don't know if he's had 10 years of eligibility or been redshirted or got a COVID year or a medical redshirt. They're very identical guys that play the position. And then, you know, their secondary, I think, is very active. You know, they do a good job of putting hands on guys and running with guys. So, I think that's going to be a good matchup, you know.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Max Barbecue. Well, Coach, of those guys you just mentioned, those studs on Effingham's team, did you watch? I'm sure y'all watched video and pointed out to your guys. Is there anybody on this team that we got to like double up on? And
no, we didn't watch no tape this week. I'm just kidding. No, we watched a lot of film on these guys, and definitely, I think we got to make sure that we do our run responsibilities against. Their quarterback, like I said, he's dangerous. Their running backs are really good. I think we definitely got to know where they're at. They graduated, I think, 4 of the 5 O-linemen, but from last year to this year, those guys are playing just as well as the guys they had last year. So they're being coached really hard, and they got better every week. I think if you look at Effingham's record from the beginning of the season till now, you're like, what in the world? What happened in the beginning of the season? Well, any coach can tell you, as long as you're playing good at the end of the season, it doesn't really matter what you did. At the beginning, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And same thing for us. If you look back at the beginning of the season for us, we had a big win against Camden, and moving on to the next couple weeks, we had some wins, and then the city championship game didn't go the way we wanted it. But from that point forward, we've done very well and. Playing good football right now, and that's where you want to be, peaking at the right time, like we talked before. But yeah, our guys have been studying film, and they've done their scouting reports, so they definitely know what we have to do and how we got to execute.
Well, we've scored 295 points and only given up 127. Effingham, they're the next team right behind us, 254, and they've allowed 166. So I mean, we're the top two teams. They played one more game than we have. So right. On paper, we should beat this team.
Yeah.
I know you can't go by that.
Yeah,
but I'm a stats. I'm a numbers. I like looking at the numbers, though. Yeah, all right. So this is what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. It's going to come down to, which team, is playing well as a team to, make the least mistakes in the game. That's who's going to win. Definitely can't have penalties be self-inflicting to us. I think we've already experienced that. But definitely, I think our guys, got to stay focused. They got a great opportunity in front of us, and I think they got to make the most of it. I think definitely that this is going to come down to it's a championship atmosphere. That's how it's going to be in Effingham. I'm sure the crowd's going to be loud. It's going to be great football weather, and we just got to seize the moment and make the most out of this opportunity.
Well, this game definitely has that playoff
feel about it. So what's been your message to the team going in?
I mean, the word of the week for us is opportunity.
You know, opportunity.
That's all we wanted. We wanted a chance to be in this game, to be in the hunt for it, and we got a chance. That's all we can ask for. And I think what you do with this opportunity is what's really going to define this team and who we are and our character. In this time, I think, we've had some adversity hit through the season, and it's really brought out who we are. And, we just got to go back to work, blue-collar mentality, which we've done the past few weeks. And I definitely think that's been the message of these guys. I told the team today and the seniors, today or tomorrow and Friday, you got 2 days guaranteed. I mean, we got five in the bank. Yeah, we made the playoffs, so you got five extra days. But as of right now, you got 2 days guaranteed. So what are you going to do with it? How are you going to respond?
Well, Coach, I know you looked at video, and I was just talking to some of the patrons out here about if I was the coach, I would have went back and looked at all the video of Effingham's game and looked at every explosive play that against them, what was successful. You may have done this. Is that something y'all would do? I mean, what has worked on other teams?
You want me to give the whole game plan right now?
No.
Because I'm sure John Ford or some of the defense guys are probably going to listen to this.
Obviously, you want to look and see what's going to work against
these
guys.
I mean, that's why you break down film, certain down and distance, some matchups or formations that they use. I think that, one of the categories we break down is explosive plays. So I think any play that's over 20 yards that they got, ran right against them, we're definitely going to see how they match up to them and everything. And, hopefully we can be as successful as some of the other teams that had those plays. But, even though those plays were hit on them, I'm sure Effingham's doing some self-scout on themselves where, hey, when they got in this formation, this is what hurt us, and they probably, whether it was game one they got that ran against them, I'm pretty sure they probably covered that by now. And we're going into game 10. I think that these teams are both well coached. I got a great respect for Coach Ford and his coaching staff and his team. They're playing good football right now, and he's got a good staff, so they're definitely going to do some self-scout on themselves and really work on the things that, hurt them in the past. But, yeah, when we break down film, we're looking at all aspects of everything, offensively, formations that maybe can be successful or plays that we run that are similar to, what somebody did. But, and just that's how we make our game plan. So
is that film readily available? I mean, I know you guys have huddle and that kind of thing. But video now.
Yeah, when the game's over, we request a trade. Me and Coach Ford, we have like an agreement. I'll talk to him and say, hey, what games do you want to trade? And he'll say like the last two or last three. And okay, and we'll send the last three games. He'll send us his last three games. And it's, I'm sure that he's got film on us from earlier in the season just because we played common opponents. Same thing with us with him. We've seen him play other people because we've had common opponents as well. When you break down, you might have the last three games, or you might have all 10 of them or 9 of them. And we do that over huddle. It's real simple. It's not like back in the day where you got to go make a copy of a VHS tape or go get a reel of film from somebody. I never had to do that. I've heard I've heard my father-in-law talk about going to trade film and on the reel, cutting it up and taping it up and all that good stuff. But yeah, we just do it with the click of a button right now, and it's available for us.
Outstanding. Well, Coach, I think fans have to get their tickets via GoFan. Is that
correct? I think it's on GoFan.co. I don't think it's .com. I think it's .co. They're available there.
All right.
There's going to be some parking issues. They got a lot of construction going on at their high school right now. I think they're building a new weight room.
I saw that on the touchdown page, so people can go out the touchdown page and check that out.
Touchdown Club page has that information available. So if you need to tune in on Facebook and look at the diagram there, and they have the different ticket booths and everything where you need to enter, where you need to park, definitely look onto that on the Facebook page. But, like I said, they got a lot of new construction going on. They have a turf field that just got put in last year as well. So, I mean, I don't think we played on grass at all. We played on artificial turf this whole time.
Wow.
So I think that's, you know, we play on it, we practice on it, so, you know, that will have no effect on us.
How about the uniform? I know we're wearing the white jerseys.
Yeah, definitely got to be.
You got to keep the pants a secret.
Nah, we go white on white.
That's my favorite. Love it. I love the white on white. So we're good there. Cool. Well, Coach, I'm hoping for a home game next week.
Well, I can't control that. You know, you're going to have to go call up Northside's coach. I got his number if you want to. You can call him and tell him to try and win his game or something. Or I mean, you don't even know who we're going to play next week.
Oh, so. I know. But if we win the region, we're a home game, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You got to.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's definitely what I mean.
I think you got to. If you win the region, if you're the one or the two seed, yeah, you get a home game in the first round. And definitely going to have some teams out of Region 3. I believe that's what we're matched up with in the playoffs. They'll have to travel down. And if you're the 3 or the 4, then you'll have to travel up. So
there you go. Well, Coach, I know you're going to have them fired up, ready to go on Friday. So what time's the bus pulling out Friday?
We're gonna try and beat some traffic out of school, so probably 3:15 or 3 o'clock. So get on the road and get up above the Savannah exit before 5 o'clock, before that traffic hits. And, I definitely want to do that. And so we're not sitting in traffic and our guys are, you know, on a bus for a little bit longer than they need to be.
It's going to be good weather, 49 to 70 degrees, somewhere in there. Shouldn't be raining. It's going to be football weather, Coach. Get them fired up.
All right.
Thanks for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.